Business, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another aviation mishap. This one, a malfunction on board an American Airlines flight headed from Colorado Springs to Dallas. It had to divert to Denver. And while taxiing on the runway, the engine caught fire. At least a dozen of the 180 people on board were hurt during the evacuation. In Austin, Texas, five people were killed, including two children, as a result of a multi-vehicle pileup that involved a tractor trailer. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer now says he will vote in favor of the House spending bill that'll keep the government funded through fall. His reasoning:
under a shutdown, the Trump administration would have full authority to deem whole agencies, programs, and personnel non-essential, furloughing staff with no promise they would ever be rehired.
A federal judge in San Francisco has ordered the administration to hire back the thousands of government workers who have already been laid off under Elon Musk's DOGE program. This is ABC News. Interpol, the international police agency, is now joined in the investigation for missing University of Pittsburgh student Sudiksha Kononki. ABC's Ariel Reshef has more.
Officials in the Dominican Republic say Kononki was last seen walking to the beach with 24-year-old Joshua Reby around 4 a.m. According to authorities, Reby captured on hotel cameras returning to his room that morning around 9 a.m. alone. Kononki's clothes and shoes found on the beach. Loudoun County authorities calling Reby a person of interest. But Dominican authorities tell ABC News Reby is cooperating and is a witness, not a suspect, telling them that the two were hit by a large wave. They also say he gave them three different versions of what happened that night because he was too drunk to clearly remember.
Kansas has now reported on the list of states where measles has been had. Texas is still the hot spot with hundreds of cases in the western part of the state. Two people in Texas have died. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
The Dade County Humane Society is your local, independent, donor-supported animal shelter. Your contributions provide care and new beginnings to thousands of animals every year. Join Dade County Humane Society on March 14th at Monona Terrace for Toto's Gala. Get ready for an unforgettable evening filled with snuggly animal greeters, cocktails, dinner, dancing, all the while raising funds to support animals at the Dade County Humane Society and in our community. Reserve your spot at giveshelter.org/Toto.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, there are lots of new releases to choose from. Personally, I'm most excited about Black Bag, a spy thriller and the latest effort from Steven Soderbergh, which stars Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. The film is currently drawing a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Black Bag is rated R, probably for coolness. Another film reviewing well that opens this weekend is Novocaine, which is being labeled an action mystery comedy thriller. That's some serious bang for your genre buck. The film stars the red-hot Jack Quaid as a man who feels no pain and is trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend, played by Amber Midthunder. And if you want to introduce your kids to your favorite cartoon heroes of yesteryear, check out The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Porky Pig and Daffy Duck team up to save the Earth from an alien invasion. This is the first ever Looney Tunes fully animated feature film released in theaters. The film is receiving a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers advance in the Big Ten. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers build an early lead, beat Northwestern 70-63 at the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. Head coach Greg Gard on how they responded to the Wildcats' physical style of play.
I thought early we didn't handle their physicality well. Once we got that figured out, we were able to get downhill and get at the rim, and things started to become a little better for us offensively.
Wisconsin faces UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette with a win over Xavier, 89-87 in the Big East. The Golden Eagles coming back from a 14-point deficit tonight, a tough matchup against the number one seed, St. John's. NBA, Bucks with a win at home over the Lakers, 126-106. Doc Rivers says players like Kyle Kuzma, too cautious at times.
You track people when they first join a team, they look great at first, and then they get caught in that, you know, like hesitant zone. We have 20-plus assists tonight, so we'll take that every night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy, lights out, east winds of the overnight as lows drop to the lower 40s. On Friday, mostly sunny, but south winds on the increase with some gusts over 35 in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s, showers and storms for Friday night. Right now, it's 48.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Wisconsin Supreme Court debate between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. We will break it all down with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Tesla. Going on now at the White House Tesla Auto Mall. It's the biggest sale of the year.
It's safe, it's very strong, heavy. It's all steel, stainless steel.
Come on down to Pennsylvania Avenue, just off Route 29, to get our best deal ever on a brand new Tesla.
I want to make a good deal here. They have one, which is $35,000, which is pretty low.
Get a Model 1 with a different panel and everything's computer.
This is a different panel than I've had. Everything's computer.
So don't waste your time going to those other Tesla dealerships with riots and flaming Cybertrucks. You gotta come down to White House Tesla Auto Mall.
I love Tesla.
You gotta come down to White House Tesla Auto Mall.
This is really amazing.
Tesla.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, and it is a rainy morning out there. Not too bad. I kind of like this, you know.
Do you like a spring shower?
I do. Yeah. And it's warm. It's really warm.
Yeah, it's 47 degrees right now. And yeah, some showers moving right through downtown, and they're coming down pretty good.
Yeah. And just so, you know, I just want to mention here that we do not frown on people who went out and bought EVs by the name of Tesla, okay? I mean, there was no way to know that this maniac, this lunatic, this Nazi would take over our country, but it happened, and now you're kind of stuck with the vehicles, and, you know, a lot of people are trying to dump them.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people are selling them. They're going for about $10,000 less than they probably should at this point, but people are fed up. They're worried that they're going to be vandalized. That's why they're getting rid of them.
Yeah.
The whole market for Tesla is going away, and even if you turn the White House into a showroom, it isn't going to help.
Well, that's what happened the other day out on the lawn there. And they had all those Teslas.
Yeah.
And Trump was really promoting them.
Well,
really.
That's the big story today.
Is it?
After 7, we'll play that commercial again.
Okay.
We'll play another commercial. Yeah. And then we'll get the response from MSNBC, Fox News, and from a representative who had a few things to say about Chris Coons. So,
yeah, we'll take the temperature,
got a whole bunch of stuff.
Of America.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's a big story. You know, this whole thing. No one has done this before. It's just, it's so egregious, you know? I mean, really, truly. And you know, all the reporters are obviously getting a kick out of the notes that he had in his hand.
Right.
With the sale prices.
Even Fox's Steve Doocy is criticizing President Trump about this. Yeah,
it's great that they
I know
recognize lunacy when they see it.
It's true,
but that's crazy
now,
stuff.
What are we going to do about it?
I know.
Sam, good morning to you. How are things?
Good morning.
Don't talk to him. He's burned out, man.
I came in. He was sleeping on the couch.
Really?
Sound asleep.
God.
And I'm like, Sam, wake up. Couldn't hear me.
I'm a little tired, Gordy.
You were out partying last night. You're a party animal now. What's up with this?
I wouldn't say that, but I just tag along with my roommates, you know?
Oh, sure.
Oh,
just
yeah, the
go
roommate
along
thing.
To get along.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I get it.
Really?
Hey, if there's free drinks, I'm game.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I always felt, too. Mm. Now, so I know you go to bed early normally, so I went to bed a little later, like 11 or 10 or something like that.
More like 1:15.
1:15. Okay. All right.
Good. So you had maybe 3 hours of good sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Yeehaw. It.
John, did you sleep well? You haven't been sleep. You've been feeling under the weather all week.
I have. I've got like 4 hours sleep, 5 days in a row.
Yeah.
And last night I was on the way to get 6 hours of really, really great sleep. And I woke up this morning, I coughed, and I have that after cold cough. Tickle in your throat where you just can't stop coughing. Mm. So about 3 o'clock, I just coughed all the way up to 4:30 when I normally get up. So,
oh man,
it's not fun. It's not fun being me. I'm telling you that. Right now.
I can tell already. Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, it's 10 minutes past the hour. We've got showers this morning, and it is really mild already.
Mark responded, "It's just tacky having the showroom in front of the White House." It is a little taggy.
A little.
And then, you know, the thing is, I love the fact that he doesn't drive. Well, I haven't driven a car in 8 years or whatever it was.
I don't know what to make of it anymore. It's just every day there's something just startlingly crazy about this administration.
I got also in the feature story about Tesla, I've got a comment from the co-founder of Apple. Oh. And he had a Tesla, and he just ripped into the software and the screens. And,
really?
And yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
When you get in that car, he just hates it. Of course, you know, I hate Apple, but he has nothing to do with where Apple went after he left. Mm. So
okay. Well, let's check the afternoon temperature. It's going to be really warm today. Mm. I mean, it's already 47 degrees. That's
ridiculous, isn't it?
It's crazy.
I mean, it's already too warm.
Yeah. So what do we got? We got the lottery ball machine ready to go.
Yeah, let's check out the lottery ball machine.
Let's see what the afternoon high would be. And John, you check your WMDX Samsung watch to verify. First number is a 7.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Second number is a 1. Are you okay?
I may make it.
Would you like a throat lozenge?
No.
Because I don't have any.
Oh, yeah. Geez, 71. I forgot to bring them with me. 71?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be in the 70s today?
Yes.
Jeez Louise.
I know.
I think you're wrong.
Storms moving in tonight. Mm-hmm. Big storms. Yeah.
According to the WMDX Samsung watch,
yeah.
49 degrees currently, a high today of 79 degrees.
79?
79.
Wow. Okay, so we have a range there. Lottery ball machine's at 71.
All right, now.
It's usually
time
pretty
to break
reliable.
Out the bathing suit, go sunbathing or something.
Now get ready, folks, because at 7:10 this morning, the sun will rise.
Okay.
Yeah. And tonight, 7:03.
Mm. Does it have a wind gauge on there? Anything seeing?
No, it doesn't have that, but it has a rain gauge.
Ah.
And sadly, it's at 15% chance of rain.
Mm.
And it is raining.
Yeah, we're getting, look at the rain coming down right now.
I know. Maybe it's just, you know, sensing that there's possibly no rain happening in this room this morning.
Okay.
But there is a 15% chance of a leak someplace.
Mm, yes. All right, let's get to the National Day Calendar. It's Friday. Jeez. Friday the 14th.
It's the choker. You know, I remember the old chicken man.
Chicken man. He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Yeah, and the commissioner had a cold or something. He was coughing, and Chicken Man thought, "My gosh, it's the choker." He was on the phone. You know, the commissioner was trying to call Chicken Man.
Yeah,
and he just kept coughing into the phone. And Chicken Man said, "It's the choker. I've got to stop the choker."
All right, National Day Calendar. Hit the music again.
Am I hallucinating again?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. What is it or is it not today? Is it National Write Down Your Story Day? Is it National Plant a Tree Day? National Children's Craft Day? How about National Potato Chip Day?
Ooh.
National Learn About Butterflies Day? Or National Pie Day? What is it not?
Well, it's not National Pie Day today.
Well, okay, you know it is.
Oh, I just wanted to hear that. I wanted to hear that famous sound.
It is National Pie Day because it's the 14th day of March, 3/14. Yeah, and Sam made a pie. It's in the coffee break.
What kind of pie is it?
It's an apple pie.
Oh, nice.
Looks really. It's a.
When did you make that?
Last night.
While you were before drunk.
Yeah. That sounds like a bad
last
deal.
Last night before the party.
Oh, okay.
Well,
wow.
It's a big pie.
Could have a lot of beer in it.
I have a beer pie. Yeah. It's a big pie, Tit. That's why it's a big pie.
Okay.
All right.
So the day, Sam, do you want to guess what day it is not today out of the list that I gave you
earlier this week we had Plant a Flower Day, didn't we? So why would they have Plant a Tree Day?
You are correct. It's not National Plant a Tree Day. You got a shiny new dime added to your account. Okay. It's National Write Down Your Story Day. Everybody has a story, don't they? Mm-hmm. You might think to yourself, there's nothing in my life to tell. Well, it'll surprise you once you put pen to paper. Or fingers to keyboard, and the words start filling the pages. Words have a way of triggering memories. John?
How old is this particular story?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, people do this all the time on Facebook.
What?
This is like nothing new. People put down how they feel, and I mean, this isn't...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Is it a... But it's that's different than like writing a journal or something. Yeah.
Well, no one can. No one writes down a journal.
Well, that's maybe part of the problem, you know. Maybe people should. Write your story day.
Okay.
Commit to writing your story. First, you got to make a commitment.
Right.
Second, you got to grab a pen and paper or your favorite electronic device and begin typing away. Third, share your story with others. And then number four, encourage others to write their stories. God. See where this is going? Number five, we all have a story to tell, so, you know. Do it on social media. It says, mention social media here.
Well, you know, it's almost funny because a lot of people do this, but they do it around Christmas and send the story of their family to their relatives, right?
That's what they do, yes. And it's annoying to every other relative out there.
Well, all right. I didn't want to say that. Sometimes it's interesting.
Know what you were thinking. National Learn About Butterflies Day. We all love butterflies. You don't see too many of them anymore. Most of them are extinct and gone away to some other place.
Extinct?
I don't know.
What happened to them?
When I was a kid, used to see a lot of butterflies.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, lots of them, sure.
Tons.
Yeah, it's really dramatically been reduced for some reason. I wonder what it is.
Well, let's see. Let's see what it says here about National Butterfly Day. It encourages us to look for a blur of color as butterflies begin migrating across the country. Each year, the celebration brings with it the awareness of the variety of butterflies and their importance to our survival.
Wow.
Spring and summer are just around the corner, so it's an excellent time to take a few minutes out and learn something new about butterflies and appreciate their beauty. There are more than 20,000 types of butterflies. 20,000. Their wingspans range from a half an inch to 11 inches. I've never seen a butterfly that big. Butterflies in their adult stage can live from a week to nearly a year, depending on their species. And they migrate over long distances. Particularly famous migrations are those of the monarch butterfly from Mexico to the northern USA and southern Canada, a distance of 2,500 to 3,000 miles. Boy, those wings must get tired after a while.
That's amazing, isn't it?
A couple thousand miles.
Trying to catch the right wind at the time that they're flying. You know, I've helped the migration of butterflies.
You have?
Yeah, in the grill of my car.
All right. Let's ponder that. When we come back, we'll talk to Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report right here on John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
We're squad about that.
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
We're squad about that.
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with
the giant windows that open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love Sugar River
Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
A Voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7 FM. It's John and Gordy in the morning.
Yes, and it's raining here in Madison on State Street. Showers coming down.
Mm-hmm.
High today around 71 or maybe even mid-70s.
Yes.
Maybe even upper 70s.
Maybe upper 70s.
We'll see where it goes. Yeah.
And just looking out the WMDX window, it's raining.
Yes, it is. I may have mentioned that just a minute ago. And the WMDX thermometer could get a workout today. Okay. Pam Yonke is on the line from the Midwest Farm Report. Good morning, Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Yeah. Morning, guys. It's raining on the west side, too. Just enough, though, that my two Sheltie dogs got drenched, and now it's done.
Oh, beautiful. It's always fun, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of rain.
Yeah, you've got a story here about the Rain Gauge Rally. What's up?
What is this?
Rain Gauge Rally 2025. That's big time.
Yeah. So this is kind of something that we've partnered with the National Weather Service for really the past about 3-4 years. Every March, weather services across the United States try to get the average citizen to join them as rainfall reporters. Simple enough, right?
Right.
But what you don't realize is how important that people power is, especially in rural areas where there's sparse population. Although we're doing a better job trying to get technology out to those rural areas, it's not everywhere, and really rely on a lot of what they call ground truth, people, you know, chiming in with their rainfall reports. What's interesting about this year is there's a group of students on the UW-Madison campus in the College of Ag and Life Sciences that came up with the slogan for the National Weather Service. They had some of the folks from Milwaukee Sullivan's weather prediction area reach out to them and say, hey, can you come up with something creative to help us get more people involved? So I actually interviewed a couple of it's a freshman class, and they came up with Rain Gauge Rally 2025. So that's being used not just in Wisconsin, but across the United States, to try to get people to become rainfall reporters. And it's pretty simple. All you have to do is go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, and you'll find out all the details. It's not real rigorous. It's not like you're signing up for any full-time duty or anything. But I think you guys know, even if we don't get rain, they want you to observe the weather you are getting. So remember how last year the rain just stopped? Just flat out stop.
Yeah.
Some areas of the state dealt with that better than others, and they just want people to basically use your phone and text in, you know, dry and dust is blowing or something by the time we get to August or whatever the case may be. So
right.
WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
Yeah, that sounds great. Is there any kind of digital help on that? You know, like Bluetoothing, a gauge somewhere out in your yard or in a field someplace and, you know, you have access to it like that?
I've got potato growers up in the Plainfield, Hancock area that have 300 different weather stations on their farms because they are so calibrated and so in tune that those weather stations tell when their irrigation systems should turn on, should turn off, at what rate. So, yeah, there is that kind of technology. But the National Weather Service says it's still not as reliable as people. Because those weather stations are influenced by wind. They may be influenced by, trees or something in the area. There's a lot of different things like that that can kind of even make their technology a little questionable. So they really prefer people over all that technology.
All right. Hmm. Sounds great.
It's good to know.
All right. Let's get to Skelly's Market in Janesville. They got the Innovation Tourism Award. What is that all about?
Yeah, big shout out to them. I've been following the Skellies actually since the Scott Skelly was in high school as an FFA project. He started designing corn mazes. Back at that time, he was basically using graph paper to do it. Today, the Skelly Farm Market in Janesville has gotten all kinds of technology to help them design corn mazes, not just for their own use, but for corn growers or agritourism spots across the United States. Earlier this week, the Wisconsin Tourism Association had their annual convention in La Crosse. The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association suggested four different members for different awards, and Skelly's Farm Market came away with the Innovation Award. So like I said, Scott and the crew at Kelly's Farm Market doing a wonderful job. It's just, I feel old as dirt because I remember him when he was just a kid. But it's nice to see. Now you talk about Bluetooth. Now they've gone so far as the corn mazes at Skelly's, you can use your smartphone with one of their apps, and it will not only help you get through the corn maze, but it turns it into kind of a game while you're doing it. So the next step, that's kind of how we got the innovation nod from the Wisconsin Tourism Association.
Yeah,
that's great.
I'm always afraid to go into those corn mazes because I'm thinking, if I can't get out, what
you're
do
stuck.
You do?
Yeah, well, at least you got some corn to chew on or something.
You can camp out until the combine comes.
Yes, that's right.
Talking with Pam Yonke from Midwest Farm Report. Just a couple of minutes left here, Pam.
Vaccinating birds.
Yes, let's talk about this vaccinating birds for, what is it, HPAI? Bird flu?
High path avian influenza that everybody's been talking about.
Okay.
And the only reason I kind of wanted to bring it up quick this morning is I want people to know that there is a vaccine that's available for vaccinating the birds against high path avian influenza. Here's the problem. Right now, it is only available in literally medicine that has to be injected into the bird. They've got to get shots. So when you stop and take a look at the over 300,000, millions of birds that any producer has under their care, it becomes pretty inefficient to think about giving each bird a shot.
Yeah.
So right now, the poultry industry is working very closely with pharmaceutical companies to figure out if there's a way, can we put it over their backs? Can we put it in their feed? Is there some other way that we can get this vaccination to the birds to help mitigate the spread? I looked this morning, California, Nevada, Arizona, and one other state, maybe Texas, still have high-path avian influenza in their dairy herds. We're down to about four states. But my point is, if you're still here, now you're hearing birds come back to Wisconsin. We are not out of the woods on high-path avian influenza.
Wow. All right.
Okay, well, good to know. Pam, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hope you have a good weekend. And
stay dry. Yeah, stay dry.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
And don't forget to wear your testicle hat. Testicle fest hat.
That was a lot of fun. Okay.
Oh, man.
Pam Yonke, thank you.
All right.
Talk to you on Monday. Very good. Midwest Farm Report is actually coming up right around the corner here. A little bit later on, Rocker will be in the studio with the Max Inc. preview of all local music happening around Madison and this part of the state as well.
Yeah.
It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning for a Friday on WMDX.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Boy, dairy is one of those complexes that still is showing some strength despite all the conversations about tariffs. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. For example, yesterday, barrel cheese in Chicago gained 6 cents at 173. 40-pound block cheese, that was up 3 at 175.5. Matt Tranel, one of the dairy risk managers with EverAg out of Platteville, says the market is still anticipating some retaliatory efforts.
Regardless if we love them or hate them, we know that there's going to be a lot of changes in regards to trade under the Trump administration. So I do think that you saw a lot of different action, and look no further than the January cheese export report, where we exported another 103 million pounds of cheese. It's been an incredible 2024 and really a start to the 2025 year.
So dairy's still moving. That's Matt Tranel, one of the dairy risk managers with EverAg out of Platteville. That's the upside on dairy, at least for now. What about corn, soybeans, and livestock? Well, those numbers are next.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
And overnight electronic trade on a Friday morning. Right now, December new crop corns down 2.5 at 450. November new crop beans up a penny at 1013, while July wheat's unchanged, 578. The April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down a penny right now at 1809. May closed 24 cents higher at 1814 a hundredweight. Remember, the National Weather Service would love to have you join us as rainfall reporters and weather observers. Very easy to do. All you need to do is go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org and get details. They're driving home the message all March long how important citizen scientists are to the weather reporting system. WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy, light southeast winds in the overnight as lows drop to the lower 40s. On Friday, mostly sunny, but south winds on the increase with some gusts over 35 in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s, showers and storms for Friday night. Right now, it's 48.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, FreeBellyRubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vanderplas, and it's a bar band Friday night with our friend and Max Inc. radio host, Terry Barr. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
Now listen, Gravehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
No way to survive this. John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX.
A rainy start this morning, 6:35, and it's 47 degrees, highs in the 70s for today. This portion of John and Gordy in the morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. The biggest sale of the year continues. It's the mismatch sale going on right now. Mismatch on the outside, same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in and save an additional 10%. Off of every mattress and box spring, wake up, sleep better, Verlo Mattress of Madison, and just go to verlo.com for more information, John.
Yeah, well,
it's idiocracy
it
time.
Is. It is time to take a look at some of the stupid things that come across our wire and in my mail. I got this in the mail the other day.
You got something
it was
in the mail?
From the National Right to Work Committee.
Okay.
Wrong person to send this to, you guys. Wow. And, you know, first, I just want to say how dumb the title of their organization is. National Right to Work?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't see that in the Constitution. But anyway, in their letter to me, it says here, passage of Wisconsin's Right to Work law in 2015 ended. Big labor's power to compel Wisconsin workers to pay for the privilege of getting jobs and feeding their families. Now, in other words, you know, it's union fees, right?
Yes.
Now, they claim, for some reason, that we're compelling workers to pay that fee. I've always thought that, you know, you have an option of either working at a union shop or not working at one.
Yeah.
Now, doesn't that make sense?
Yes.
I mean, you go to a company that's a union company, and you expect not to pay a union fee? There's no right that you don't have to pay. You know, you just move on. Go to the next company that doesn't have a union and try your luck there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they want to freeload, and that's what they always do with this stuff. They just freeload. Here's another part of their action reply. They want me to fill this out and donate money to the National Right to Work Committee. My God, these people are wrong. Anyway, it says here, Dear Mark. Well,
Mark, are you taking somebody else's mail?
That doesn't sound right to me.
Have you ever had anybody living at your place named Mark?
They just send these generic things out.
Oh.
You know, the envelope is mail to, you know, a generic. But anyway, didn't have a name on it. But anyway, Mark, I was surprised to see Mark in it too. I'm thinking, this isn't addressed to anybody. Why am I a Mark? All right. Anyway, it says here, I understand that Wisconsin's right to work law not only protects Wisconsin workers from being forced to pay union dues. Again, just move to another company that doesn't have a union. And then you have a right to work there, too. I don't know. You know, the freedom to make these decisions on your own. You don't have to force everybody in the company to get rid of the union because you want to work at a union company that you don't want to pay your union dues to. My God, how hard is this? My brain is exploding. Okay. Okay. I'm done with that.
All right.
But I had to move. I had to say something about it.
From the perspective of a Gen Zer who grew up in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Wisconsin Republicans have been so effective at demonizing organized labor in this state.
Yes.
I didn't know unions existed, like the concept of unions, until I was in 10th grade taking American history.
Really?
I remember hearing about the Act 10 protests. I didn't know what Act 10 was. I didn't know what my teachers were going through. And I remember hearing the phrase right to work when I first got a job when I was 15, 16. And I thought that it was a good thing. Right to work.
Yeah,
sounds like a good thing.
To a young kid, it sounds like a really good idea.
Sure.
It's just crazy how they've been so effective at demonizing what is right. really a positive thing for Wisconsin workers.
Right. Mm-hmm. And people have a right to work, you know, I guess, any place they want. They don't have to work at a union shop and pay union dues. It's your choice, man. Mm-hmm. You know, just get a life. Leave everybody else alone. I get so upset when I think about this. Just
remember your blood pressure. We have the blood pressure machine. Yeah. Check it here.
Man.
Here. Give me your arm.
Yeah.
Let me put on the blood pressure machine.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Oh, no. It's through the roof, man.
Oh, God. 189 over the 73? That's weird.
Okay. But, you know,
back to you.
You know, I used to work at a couple of union shops myself.
Yeah, and same here.
And I actually didn't know at the time that I was part of a union. No one ever told me.
But did you notice in your paycheck stub that there was a certain amount of money going out of it?
Sure.
And it wasn't much, probably. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I worked at a couple of union shops. There was, in fact, when I first started in television in Madison over at Channel 15, well, I was at 47 first, but then 15, they had a union shop for production people and engineers, and everybody was in the union, and it was part of a big deal there.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I don't know what happened to that over the years, went away.
Well, you know, what happened here is with the right to work committee, what they did was they took away the right of companies to train future employees, apprenticeship programs.
Mm.
With those union dues, they funded apprenticeship programs.
Right.
So when they went after private companies, after Act 10 went into effect, they went after the private companies and put right to work in, and then that hurt many of these companies who had all of these apprenticeship programs set up, and they used the union dues in order to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have good ideas on the right. It's just destroy, 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 you know? But,
destroy and dismantle.
Yeah. And, well, let's talk about what's happening, you know, with Doge and cutting jobs. And this is something. Fired Trump-supporting veteran had this to say: I feel like I've been swept up in a dustpan and thrown out.
Mm.
Yeah, I heard this on Todd Elbow's show the other day, and I had to search it out because I thought it was very impactful. And I want to just play this. It's cut 46. Let's play it.
Yeah, I just feel like I've just been swept up in a dustpan and thrown out.
James Diaz started his job at the IRS office in Galesburg last April. First as a tax advisory specialist, then a few months later as a fuel compliance officer, a move he took as a promotion with a pay raise.
This right here is my termination letter.
A week ago today, Diaz was fired, receiving a letter from the Federal Office of Personnel Management.
Here's where it comes. Taking into account your performance and in light of mission needs, the agency finds that your continued employment at this agency is not in the public interest.
Unbelievable.
Diaz is a combat veteran. He served in the Army during the first Gulf War. After working as a truck driver and in manufacturing factories, he got his college degree in 2020.
I am upset, mad, and just confused at how they could treat people who put their life on the line for the country, who put themselves in harm's way, can be treated like this.
He says his OMP letter implies he was underperforming, something he calls a lie.
This was my first boss's narrative on my performance.
Diaz showed us his performance reviews.
You consistently take steps to identify and avoid work delays. You attempt to use your time in an efficient manner. Whether waiting on customers, researching, or other duties assigned, you keep yourself constantly busy with productive work. Absolutely directly contradicts the, you know, what I've got in that OPM letter.
He took pride working for the federal government. Now, as he's left to find a new job, all he feels is frustration.
I voted for Trump, and I still support, you know, a lot of his policies. I don't necessarily support the method that he's implementing them. It's like, to me, there's no thought behind it. It's just chop and roll, and then we'll fix it at the other end. A lot of us didn't deserve this.
Everything he's done has no thought put into it. My God. Yeah. I mean, just, you know, get a different agenda. Obviously, you can see that there's definitely something wrong here. And here is an unbelievable insult to American veterans. Trump's lawyer, Alina Haba, addresses the cuts that affected them exclusively. Cut 47.
Okay.
their lives?
Well, as you know, we care about veterans tremendously. I mean, that's something the president has always cared about. Anybody in blue, anybody that serves this country.
No.
But at the same time, we have taxpayer dollars. We have a fiscal responsibility to use taxpayer dollars to pay people that actually work. That doesn't mean that we forget our veterans by any means. We are going to care for them in the right way, but perhaps they're not fit to have a job at this moment or not willing to come to work.
What? Oh, man. They're just... truly an insulting comment.
Yes. You know, the Congress has, I mean, the General Services Administration, they have audits of all of these agencies set up, and they have lists of people that are working there and performance reviews and all of these things. But just to come in and cut, just to, you know, take half of the workers off of any agency that they feel like needs to be cut, you know, regardless of their work history or anything. Just get them out of there.
And I don't think that's brought up enough. I think that's a really great point. They have audits.
Yes, all the time.
And they have reviews of the employees.
Right.
We have those checks and balances in place at every department in the government.
Right.
And to have DOGE go in and then all of a sudden say that no one is working here and you're all subpar and you really shouldn't be working in the government at all is just, you know, it doesn't make any sense. We've had audits. We have a good feel for where our money is going and how it's being used.
And Congress has access to those audits.
Yes.
Those all get reported back to Congress, to the different committees that, you know, are involved. And that's the way the system is supposed to work. If they see, you know, waste in government or something that's wrong, they can look at it. They talk about it and cut it instead of just going in with a chainsaw and chopping away at the employment roles.
And that's the other thing that bothers me a lot is we found waste and abuse.
Yeah.
We found it. And what they're doing is they're using waste and abuse as an excuse to go in and destroy the
agencies.
Departments completely.
Yeah.
We already found those. And I hate it when Democrats say, I know we have waste and we should find. No, don't agree with that. We already have that. What are you guys doing? You know, the Democrats... Oh, they're so bad at this. They're just so horrible. I just want to...
Well, you know, Sam is tearing up right now. He's starting to cry.
Yeah, it looks like you're about to curl up into a ball.
I know. I am. God. I am.
You know, if they think that nobody's doing any work in the federal government, why don't we show them what actually doing no work looks like?
Right.
Like, what if we just all didn't show up to work? Like,
there you go.
Like, really? Just like labor
strike? Or show up and just sit at your desk?
Yeah, exactly. Or just like a general strike.
Yeah, wildcat strike.
Might be onto something there, Sam.
Yeah.
Hey, well, France does it pretty consistently.
Is that right?
It's happened once or twice in U.S. history. It's been quite a long time, though.
Okay. Want to mention this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning, brought to you by David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop land management company. They do a residential and commercial landscape management, and they've been doing it for 65 years all across southern Wisconsin. Lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. You've seen their work UW campus, also up on the Capitol Square, and around Hilldale, all around Madison. They have three locations, Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha, and several other locations around the state. You can go to davidjfrank.com for more information. That's davidjfrank.com.
All right. We don't have time right now to go to the phones, do we?
Probably not. Well, Joe, I see you on the line. We'll
all right,
you
we'll
just
get to
hold you
right
over there.
Right after
the
break.
Let's get a couple of texts here real quick.
Yes.
Okay.
Mark says he has a neighbor who raises monarch butterflies. We were talking about don't see a lot of butterflies anymore.
So he has them. They actually raise them.
Yeah. And he's got a picture of here of one that he released. And your mailing that was addressed to Mark, he says maybe it was meant for me. I respond by telling them to blank off. Thank you, Mark.
You know, the thing is, in Milwaukee, at the Milwaukee Museum, they have a room filled with butterflies.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I remember when my,
it's so cool.
My kid was in there, and he just fascinated by it.
Yeah.
Especially the butterfly that befriended him. You know, it's amazing how that happens.
Yeah.
It's cute.
6:49, rain showers this morning, warm temperatures on the way this afternoon. Back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I gotta fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're gonna be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code TRAFFIC25.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
America. Yeah, baby.
Are you laughing at something outside?
WMDX, yes. 92.7. There are people jogging in the rain.
Two different groups of joggers just went by. One going up State Street, one going down State Street.
They looked out the window and said, oh, I got to jog.
Out there. Yeah.
My God.
Splashing through the puddles.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to the phones right away. Joe is on the line. Welcome to the John and Gordy Morning Show, where we're just fascinated by the weather.
Good morning, Joe.
That's us in Wisconsin. We're always fascinated by weather. It's always changing. I wanted to mention, you were speaking about veterans earlier in the show, and there is a march that's scheduled for noon today at the Madison, in the state capitol in Madison, in support of veterans. It's part of a national program. There's going to be a march in D.C., and then marches at every state capitol in the 50 states. So it's at noon at the state capitol. If people want to attend that, they could dig around the web and find out more information about that.
Yeah.
And then I also wanted to make a mention about our dear leader, Mr. Erratic. He was apparently had this meeting with the Prime Minister, Martin, of Ireland. And they were doing the usual, the two leaders are there in the chairs and the cameras are rolling. And not unlike the Zelensky meeting, Trump basically went off of his rocker and started accusing the Prime Minister of Ireland of stealing U.S. jobs in the pharmaceutical companies, stealing our pharmaceutical companies. And they ditched and went to Ireland. Of course, not guessing that private companies can choose to set themselves wherever they like.
Exactly. Yes.
We don't do as they wish.
We never blame them, right? I mean, they're the ones leaving communities and small towns and leaving them dry. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But what I find comical about that is that apparently Ireland is stealing U.S. pharmaceutical companies, but Trump delightfully decides to, quote, annex, which is an act of war, or stealing Canada.
Yeah.
And is fine with stealing Greenland. And as he said about Greenland, we need it for our security purposes. So good enough reason to take it, right?
Absolutely, you know? Right. Exactly.
If your neighbor has a gun, you steal it because you need it for your own security purposes. So, Mr. Erratic, on the roll again, I can't imagine that there are other prime ministers, people in high places, who are going to be agreeing to meet with this guy anymore. It's just nutball. You never know what he's going to come up with.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't even know that. I didn't see that conference. I'm going to have to search it out now because it sounds interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Take care, guys.
All right.
You can call us at 608-879-8255, 608-879-TALK.
All right. I want to get to something really important here. Rachel Maddow featured this on her program. It was Derek Van Orden. Mm. You know, he wants to arrest people at his town halls if they speak out in a way that he doesn't like it. He's going to arrest them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's pretty much given up the town halls and had a teleconference town hall
hastily assembled.
Put together because other people were talking to his constituents other politicians and he felt they're moving in.
Well, Mark Pocan. Yeah,
all right, let's play cut 147.
Maybe because it seemed to have been organized on quite short notice, it did not go great. I'll show you what I mean. See if you can follow his logic here.
When the Doge group got together and they went with the different agencies and they said that they need to target, they need to target a certain amount of folks for employment, that was handed over to the agencies. So all the people that you've heard about being released from different agencies, that was on the agency itself. It had nothing to do with Doge. So let's remember that. And there's also a way to seek redress. If you think that there's somebody out there that should not have been terminated for employment,
get a hold of
the Doge folks directly or through us, and we'll help try to rectify that.
So first of all these firings of people who have federal government jobs, that has nothing to do with Doge. It totally wasn't them. Also, there's a system that if you think somebody's been fired who shouldn't have been, and the system is that you should call Doge. You should get a hold of the Doge folks directly, he says. Mm. Go ahead. Or through us. Congressman Van Orden says he can help you get in touch with the Doge folks directly. Because that's the redress system in case anybody has been fired from the federal government who shouldn't be. That's the system.
Yep. Mm.
Congressman Derek Van Orden, the Wisconsin Republican whose constituents are right now only getting in-person meetings with the congressman when a nearby Democratic congressman decides to host them.
Yep.
But that was him today on Facebook Live. We also
A few contradictions in what he was saying and what he was doing. I also want to bring up this. Tom Tiffany, he's a representative in Congress from our great state. He is asking Doge to consider moving federal offices out of sanctuary counties. Tiffany suggested that Doge explore other parts of the state here as potential relocation destinations. But they have to work at the office, see? And that's the whole thing. Not remotely. So what he wants to do is he wants to move the government bodies that we have in Dane County out of the county.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to relocate them. He wants Doge to come in, get rid of them, and move them to other parts of the state. He is apparently disconnected from Wisconsin enough to know that the Republicans here at the Capitol wanted to do the same thing, or actually require people to go into the office and not work remotely. And Governor Evers said, no way. The only way we can get people to work remotely in other cities and towns all over Wisconsin, have them be part of the government, is to work remotely. So we don't have to move anything out of Dane County. We can just have them work remotely from every part of the state.
Exactly. That's Tom, what works. What works.
Tom should check into the state every once in a while.
News is coming up next. In our next hour, Rocker in with the Max Inc. preview of local music around Wisconsin. Stay right here at WMDX.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Lordy Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look at the headlines, which are changing hour by hour, and also leave you at the end of the week with a laugh with Peter Rapine from E-Bomb's World.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas this morning announcing it will release American hostage Idan Alexander and the bodies of four other dual nationals. It is unclear as of now if they are the bodies of dual national Americans currently being held. The statement comes as talks continue in Doha to try to broker the next stage of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. A dozen people had to be hospitalized after a jet engine caught fire at the Denver airport, 180 people on board. Five people killed and a multi-car pileup in Austin, Texas. No cause yet determined. There's a vote in the Senate expected today on the budget plan that President Trump once passed. Senate leader Chuck Schumer saying last night,
while the CR bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse.
The market's still rattled by the back-and-forth Trump tariff policies. The S&P now in correction territory, having lost 10% of its value in less than a month. This is ABC News. The markets remain.